He's a halfback who made 110 touchdowns for Michigan. I feel that he lends a perfect setting for the introduction of our honored guest this evening. Willie Heston, take the ball, will you?
Yes, I'll take the ball, but I might want to make a lateral pass. And if I do, there's a young man up here that has been doing a lot of ball carrying the last 2 or 3 years that I'd like to take it. I mean Tom Harmon.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on up here, Tom. Hey. I'm sure that our radio audience would like to hear from the first and the last All-American players during Yost's 40 years. Here's Tom Harmon.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fitzpatrick, and thank you, Bill Heston. However, I don't claim that I'm in the same class as Bill Heston. I just happen to be lucky. I've got the greatest bunch of blockers in the world, and they're sitting right down there, and they can knock them down for anybody, and that's really a pleasure, and I mean that from the heart.
Well, what about the teams I played on? There's Germany Schultz, Neil Snow, Norcross, Redden, and Hernstein. You know, they were not out there picking daisies.
Well, there you are, folks. Two of the greatest halfbacks of all time up here giving credit to their teammates. I just wonder how Coach Yost would like to have had Tom Harmon at that right halfback position in 1901 or 2, or how Chrysler would like to have Willie Heston of 1903 and 4 in his backfield today. Harmon to Heston. Gee, what a combination. Never thought about that.
Yes, but they did not have the forward pass when I played.
Yes, but they had the end runs and the off-tackle smashes, and if you didn't have the forward pass, you naturally have the defense pulled in. So I think that your record of 110 touchdowns is really phenomenal.